shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My mic is all twisted up on my cord here. I just about hung myself here getting this thing straightened out.
I'm blaming Dave.
Dave, it's all your fault.
Yes. It was his shirt that caused it all.
That's right. I'm still blinded from the glow of that neon shirt. Good morning, everyone out there. It's Saturday, December 1st. It's December. Holy cow.
How time flies.
Christmas is on the way. Are we all ready for that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yep. Okay. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is 1460 KCNR Free Fire Media. And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our all-around great guy and soundboard operator, Bob Martin.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Or we could say just Bob.
Rachel is... under the weather in more ways than one today.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I didn't get a chance to. Hope you're doing better, Rachel, and hopefully we'll see you next week. So get well, stay out of the rain, and eat food.
And lots of it.
Yeah. Is she like got the flu or something?
She sounded really bad yesterday. She's
excuse me.
Planning to go to the doctor today.
Oh, there you have it. Soup and
rest. Hopefully we'll make her all better soon.
Soup and rest.
Well, good, better Rachel.
Okay. So we wanted to say congratulations to Gary Cadd. He won by 9 votes after the recount.
Yep.
We actually were observers and talliers in the recount. And so it was a very interesting process. Good to know, good to learn. I felt a lot more confident after being a part of the process that it was actually fair.
That's what I was talking to Erin Ryan yesterday.
Right.
She said the same thing. If anything, it was reassuring to observe the whole process.
Right.
Yeah. Really, it was very educational.
Not that I completely trust the electoral system across the board from local, state, and federal, because there's too many anomalies in different places. So, but I could see how, under the wrong circumstances, you could actually have an election swayed if you, had some different things. You could see how it could be done after you do it. So.
Yeah. Everybody should check it out.
What, they did find a couple of instances of, people that maybe voted twice or attempted to?
Well, I don't think that was so much of a problem as the way that the ballots were cast. You know, some people couldn't follow directions if you hit them in the head with a hammer. You know, so they instead of making a line across there, somebody put a check or an X or a circle. And those are all legitimate votes. It's just that those kind of things get challenged. And it's about the intent of the voter. Did they consistently do that across all the different other votes that they cast? That type of thing. Where I would see, where you could be not be careful here is that.
See, I'm kind of a hardliner on that. I'm like, if you can't follow the directions, your vote shouldn't count, period.
Well,
that's just me.
You'd be surprised, though.
That's not the way they approach it. They go with every vote counts. And I really don't have a fault with that so much because there really wasn't that many anomalies. But every vote does count in a way. I mean, when you see a guy like Gary win by 9 votes, that shows you that everybody who's voting, you got to show up to the polls if you want your guys to win.
Yep.
So that was very interesting, and
I want to say that Kathy Darling Allen's team that she had down there, everybody was real nice to work with.
Yeah.
And the operation went quite well and smooth.
Yeah, I got to say, they all did a good job. It was actually a nice experience. That was a great deal this week. And we also wanted to congratulate all the other candidates got elected, if we haven't said that before, Bill Chappell. And I don't have a list of the other people, but there were several of the people in Anderson.
Yeah, we probably should get that in.
Maybe we get the list of those people. Yeah. Last week we had Mike Zullo. This week we've got us.
Yep.
We is it.
That's just the way it happens sometimes.
As Pogo said, we have met the enemy and they is us. So what do we got today? Let me see. Let's start with this. A little survival and preparedness, a little survival and prep, or as a prepper, as they call the guys that are completely obsessed with this. I don't think an obsession is a good thing, but I also think that not paying attention and being prudent is a bad thing. And, you know, you guys, nothing's going to happen. Yeah, really? Look around the world and tell me nothing ever's going to happen. I mean, it's kind of grief. It's in the headlines daily that, you know, if you haven't, prepped with at least a three-day go bag and some supplies, I think you're absolutely doing yourself a disservice. So I actually have some statistics.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine that.
You know what Mark Twain said? He says there's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics. Hopefully these are just lies and not damn lies. But this comes from, I don't think they're lies. This comes from Azonomics. This is Azonomics is the name of this website, and it's azonomics.com, and it's economics for the jilted generation. The title of this is "We're All Currency Manipulators Now." Anyway, it goes on. I don't see the author of this yet. He'll probably be at the bottom. I am not really a doomer, but I think that societies and individuals that do not prepare for the worst and hope for the best are needlessly endangering themselves. Tail risk events. You know, there's an MIT study this year predicted that the global economy would collapse by 2030. Now, I'm thinking it might be sooner. But even MIT saying we've got a problem coming. So, for all you guys out there, that's the Massachusetts Institute for Technology, just in case you didn't want to know. Pretty kind of a high-class school over there in Boston, Massachusetts. And, you know, they're sort of credited with being kind of smart. So, anyway, this is a new national survey put out by the National Geographic and Kelton Research. Find some interesting results. Which of the following, if any, do you think might happen in the United States in the next 25 years? Please choose all that apply.
How many choices do we have?
Well, we got about 7 or 8. Okay, so we got significant earthquake. 64% said that we would have a significant earthquake. Significant hurricane, 63%. A terrorist attack, 55%. A financial collapse, 51%. Significant blackout, 37%. Pandemic such as from a super virus or whatever, 29%. Nuclear fallout, 14%. And none of these, 13%. So the none of these guys... You know, I'm thinking they're probably medicating, you know.
Could you vote for more than one?
Yeah, exactly. None of the above. You know, vote for Richard Pryor or something. So, it goes to show you, though, that there's
a big concern.
There's a big concern about a lot of different things and a lot of levels, you know. And that's not without, you know, some validity. So the next question is, I like this one, which cataclysmic movies do Americans worry about might come true? Okay. Which of the following movies, if any, do you think depict events that could happen in the next 25 years? Please choose all that apply. Now, this is an actual study. That's what's cool about this. The Day After Tomorrow, 37%. Armageddon, 31%. 2012, 30%. Independence Day, 19%. Independence Day, so we're going to get attacked by Martians or
aliens.
That's 19% out there. That's the other half. Those guys are the part of the 13% that are medicating. And I Am Legend, really? I Am Legend? Oh, that's like the remake of Omega Man. Everybody's going to turn into zombies, and they can't come out in the dark. I mean, in the light, you know? Really? So you think that's going to happen? Maybe you ought to unplug the TV a little bit more.
Are you sure that doesn't go with that other 13%?
Turn it to Fox News, and you can really get some fantasy. So, sorry. The Stand?
I voted for Toy Story 3.
The Stand? Maybe. Maybe.
Could. Okay.
I guess that depends on how religious you are. Waterworld? Really? Okay, Waterworld. Now, this is the best one here. Planet of the Apes? Really? 7% think that Planet of the Apes might happen. Now, of course, that 7% is part of the 13% that are mitigating. Okay. You know that, right?
Okay.
And then other 20%. So the next question is, I like this. This is a little commentary after that. 7% of the Americans think Planet of the Apes might come true. 30% of Americans think that events of Roland Emmerich, I'm not sure who that is, might occur. I'm not, but the Planet of the Apes thing, really. So, number three. Some people believe that the Earth will experience a major catastrophic event on December 21st, 2012, as predicted by the ancient calendars used by the Mayans. How likely or unlikely do you think that these predictions will be at least partly correct? Extremely likely, 8%. Now, again, you got to know that that 8% is still a part of the 13% that are medicating.
Now, did anybody vote for the movie 2012?
Yeah, they did. There was 30% said 2012.
Okay.
And now we got somewhat likely that the Mayan calendar might happen, 20%. Likely net, 27%. Somewhat unlikely, 24%. Extremely unlikely, 48%. And net, you know, unlikely net, 73%. So 27% basically said it could, and 73%. Okay, so I'm going with that. I'm thinking the Mayan calendar is not going to happen. So
4% said extremely likely, but I'm buying Christmas gifts anyway.
4% just, 8% just said, dude, where's my car? So, number six, if a major catastrophe were to happen in your lifetime, do you think it would be natural, such as a hurricane or an earthquake, 71%, man-made, such as a terrorist attack, 29%? You know, that seems pretty reasonable. Number seven, do you think that you are more prepared or less prepared or about as prepared for a catastrophe as the rest of the country? Now, this is actually a pertinent question that is interesting. Response, more prepared, okay, was 23%. So 23% of Americans, according to this survey, say that they're more prepared than most people. Less prepared was 24%, okay. And about as prepared was 53%. Interesting.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting when you think about it.
Which do you think is a smarter investment? Such saving for retirement, such as a 401k, 59%, or preparing for a catastrophe in some way, such as stocking up resources and building a bomb shelter, 41%.
That's very interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But in reality, in terms of what people have actually accomplished, few seemed ready for anything. Okay, let's, I think we get this, we got a couple more here and then we'll go to a break. Okay, so, which of the following, if any, have you ever done to prepare for a catastrophic potential catastrophe? Please choose all that apply. Collected or stored. Now this is the one that's very interesting. Collected or stored canned foods or non-perishable foods, 45%. Collected or stored drinking water, 43%. Stocked up on batteries, 42%. Keeping a full tank of gas in the car, 34%. Having a go bag or most necessary supplies, 33%. Learning basic survival skills, such as how to start a fire and stitch a wound, 30%. Own at least one weapon, such as a fully loaded shotgun, 26%. Have a substantial amount of cash on hand, 24%. Grow my own food, such as fruits or vegetables, 21%. Have an escape route plan and leave neighborhoods and towns, 20%. Run a practice drill to, get out of the Dodge thing, 9%. Develop my own source of water, 9%. Develop my own source of power, 9%. Build a bomb shelter or a safe room, 8%. Keep my own livestock, 6%. Other 3 and nothing. So nothing. There's at least 25% out there that have done absolutely nothing to be prepared for anything. Now, that's pretty interesting. And then if you look at, for example, only 43% of the people have any water supply at all. So if the water goes bad, goes down,
that's
anything.
That's a lot of people without water.
That's, 57% that won't have any drinking water. Food, 45%. That means that 55% of the people out there have nothing stored for an emergency on food at all. I find that a little disturbing, especially with what's been going on. Now, how much time we got before the break here, Bob?
We're more than ready to take one.
Okay, we'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll go after the last one here.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we'll discuss Arizona's border wars, the evils of Agenda 21, and how the two are related. We'll welcome border intelligence analyst and threat assessor Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Arizona State Senator Chester Crandall, a state sovereignty proponent who stands against Agenda 21. We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460, KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
You could crank that up, Bob. I like that.
Little Gary Wright.
Yeah, that's old stuff,
little
man.
Jamming out here in the studio this morning, folks.
We're thinking that she should be getting ready, though. Yeah, so isn't that a little disturbing that, excuse me, that 43% of the people have no water and 45% Let's see, is that reversed? Let's see, please, you know, prepare. So 43% are collecting drinking water and 45% are collecting food. Okay, but that leaves that 55% of the people out there have no food and 57% of the people out there have no water in case of an emergency. Come on, guys, you gotta wake up here. You know, I mean, you know.
Yeah, look what's happening over on the East Coast.
Put down the bong and back away slowly here, okay?
We're closer to home. Ask the people in Millville what happens when your water goes down.
Yeah, when your water goes down. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to be out there with the herd, you know, it takes a herd to, you know, find a drink of water, I guess. But, you know, that old thing about a cowboy drinking out of a horseshoe print thing never really appealed to me much, you know, considering all of the stuff that was still in the horseshoe print along with the water. And, you know, horses, you know, they walk forward, and there's something behind that kind of tends to drop out behind the horse as they're walking.
Those country apples?
Forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, road apples. So you might not get the best, you know, I mean, you know, it's up to you. Either that or store some water and buy a filter. Might be better. So, moving right along, if you only had to take care of yourself during a catastrophe, how long do you think you would survive based on the supplies that you currently have at home? Your best guess is fine. Less than a day, 8%. It's like, dude, where's my car?
What do I do now?
1 to 6 days, 13%. I don't know. Maybe I'm just cut from a different set of cloth, but I'm thinking I wouldn't even admit if I could only make it 1 day.
Exactly.
7 to 13 days is 18%.
Wow.
Okay. 14 to 20. I mean, we're talking 14 to 27 days, 16%. So if we add this up, so far, what are we at? 18 and 13. We got, 21 plus 8. So far, 29% ain't going to survive a month.
That's scary.
According, I mean, their best guess. 28 to 59 days, 22%. 60 to 90 days. So 11% say they're going to make it 60 to 90 days. 100 days or more, 12%.
Wow, that's way low.
I mean, really? 9% of the people have alternative power sources. 21% have made some attempt to grow their own food. Only 43% have spare supply of drinking water. We are so unprepared at this point across the board. It's staggering when you look at this survey. You know, getting past all the funny. If you're not doing something out there to prepare, you know, or I got an idea. Let's wait for Black Friday and go get in a fight over an Elmo doll.
No, you got to go to Victoria's Secret.
Well, I'm not fighting over Elmo in Victoria's Secret.
For the yoga pants. Let me finish out.
So you, they have yoga pants at Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Shows you how much I know.
Yeah, they got to kill one another to get to them for $12.95 a pair, but, you know.
So give me my... Never mind.
Yeah,
we've turned into a nation of yogi bears. Where's my picnic basket, boob?
There is none. The ranger already took them.
Yeah, see, now what's happening is they won't even let you into Jellystone Park unless you're bringing multiple picnic baskets, not just for you and your family, but to feed all the bears.
Right.
What happens when nobody starts going to the park? What happens when nobody shows up at Jellystone? It's like, let's see. Would you rather be a bear that is self-reliant and wild and forages on your own? Of course, that's rough, you know, with the wild. Or would you rather be a bear in a zoo sitting around getting fat hoping that they show up with your picnic basket? I don't get it.
I don't know. You would think that people would be getting more educated and seeing the signs that are out there, but...
Maybe not. All right.
Maybe not.
All right. So we beat that to death. So we've got a few... excuse me. We've got a few new websites that I'd like to get out there with regards to this topic. Frugal Squirrels. This is referred by Larry.
Okay.
Larry's a good guy. He's been really instrumental in giving us a lot of these tips. Frugalsquirrels.com. That's frugal Squirrels. Anybody know how to spell squirrels? Frugal Squirrels. SQUIRRELS.com. That's a good place to get started on building your ark and being self-reliant and sustainable. Yeah, it just cracks me up. All these guys, sustainable this, sustainable that. But what I want to do is be unsustainable with my water supply and my food and depend on the government.
Like, that's sustainable.
Hey, where's the picnics? Where's the baskets? So,
just give me my basket and I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's all I want is I want a picnic basket.
And so, my cell phone and
some water and give me my cell phone.
I gotta have a free cell phone.
No,
in
you know
there.
What's interesting is that if you know why they tell you not to feed the bears at Jellystone Park?
No.
Yogi gets really mad when you don't give him his picnic basket.
Oh, so he doesn't want to share. He doesn't care about the other bears.
I don't think he cares about much of anything but his picnic basket. And that's the problem. You take his picnic basket away and he gets vicious. You know, it's like, hey, give me my picnic basket or I'll shoot you, Mr. Ranger. No, sorry. So you get the idea. Now, the next website is shftplan.com. I'm not going to tell you what SHTF stands for. You should be able to figure that out for yourself. SHTFplan.com. When it hits the fan is their motto. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Get prepared.
Yeah, get prepared. It might be a good idea.
All right.
Just because.
Well, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. It gets me. Well, you're negative. You don't want to prepare because you're negative. I'm thinking like, you know, dying of thirst and food and hunger.
Yeah.
That's kind of negative for me. You know, like the first 9% or whatever it was. You know, I'm going to last like a day. I'm thinking there's a downside there.
Just a little bit.
Okay, I think that's kind of negative. All right, so, and then, you know, what do you do? Oh, yeah, I'm going to make it a day. Unbelievable. So the next websites that we have that I'm thinking about here, some of the stuff if you want to get some information on different topics. How are we doing on time over there, Bob? Are we getting close, or do I got to worry
about it? Yeah, we can take a break anytime you like.
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back with some other stuff.
All right, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Steger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Gonna tell you things aren't so great. You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
Yeah. Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. You know, that video's great.
Well, you won't have to be. You won't have to worry about who's driving you home, according to some of those statistics you were reading there.
You know, that video's great. There's a gal that looks like she's crazy in the corner of her room scribbling on the walls.
That's a very disturbing video. Is that Kirstie Alley?
I don't know who that was. I might have to check that out. But, yeah, that's what's going to happen to the 8% that are going to last the day. They're going to be in there drawing on the walls. And, you know, Henry called in and said, we need to make a point here. And I think it's a valid point. I'm gonna say that, you know, you might consider, you know, banding together with some like-minded people in the event that this gets that ugly, because you might want to be able to protect your supplies a little bit here.
Well, it might be good to do that anyhow before that, so you know who your neighbors are. And,
correct.
You know, that's always a good thing to know who your neighbor is and where they stand. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It always works better in the community the more of us that stand together. So
good idea.
You know?
Good idea. So with that, let's move on to our next topic.
I've got to get this in a few times.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay.
I never gave you the opportunity,
that's
Veterans
all right.
Events. I got that's right.
Don't forget, people, we have the Servicemen's Feast dinner tonight for all of our military, police, and fire people and their families. And that's going to be down at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. That's 1605 Yuba Street. And it's going to be from 3 to 7. I know that there's going to be turkey and ham and all the trimmings with that. I've got turkeys in the oven right now. And I know there's quite a few other ladies out there that's helped out. And I want to say thank you to them for that, for helping us. And also we want to give a special thanks to Charter Communication. The families here are going to be able to communicate with their loved ones overseas due to them. So thank you, Charter.
Yeah, I apologize. I got out of normal game plan here, and I was so excited to go over that apocalyptic survey that I lost control.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget, Santa will be down there with his helpers, and there will be toys and stuff for children.
And,
so.
And most importantly, you'll be indoors.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
I didn't even do my quotes.
Oh, wow.
I know.
We're really off the game here.
Okay. So my first quote is, the only difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is the Democrats allow the poor to be corrupted as well. My next quote.
Where did that come from?
That was actually Oscar Levant. Okay. My next one is.
My next question is, who the hell is Oscar Levant?
Yeah. Google him.
All right.
So. This is from an unknown author. This is, how come we choose from just two people to run for president and 50 for Miss America? Think about that.
That was kind of a good point.
You know, actually, it's kind of deeper than you first initially scratched the surface with, because I'm thinking, because I like looking at 50 women better than I do two ugly politicians.
That's true. Not everybody's that way, but, you know.
But when you think about that, why don't we have a big, wider open field here instead of screening out everybody that's not towing the party platform? In fact, the platform that they're not even following, you know, unless it's the Leninist Marxist platform, that seems to be the one we're following.
Then we could cut it down to 10 finalists. And
that's right.
Mr. Congeniality.
That's right. You know, there you have it. So, moving right along, let's go on to the next subject. I have a full list of the Obamacare tax hikes. And as far as we know, it's the full list, because it's kind of hard to read the bill because it's so long.
We don't know it all.
It's so transparent that you just can't even figure out what's going on. So,
with that, what kind of tax hikes do we got going?
Okay, so, excise on charitable hospitals. Oh, this is going to be good to keep prices under control. An excise tax on charitable hospitals. This has already started. $50,000 per hospital if they fail to meet the new community health assessment needs, financial assistance, and billing and collection rules set out. And this is on page 1,961, and it goes through 1,962 of the Obamacare Act, if you care to look it up. Excuse me. Codified, number two. Codification of the Economic Substance Doctrine. Tax hike of $4.5 billion for all you guys that think it's going to be free out there.
Yeah, there's your wake-up call.
Yep. Yeah, I'm afraid that's going to be a problem. In fact, a website called IOwnTheWorld.com, they say that affordable care insurance for all means welfare for 27 million more Americans. To all voters who move forward with Barack Obamacare, Barack Obama care last election cycle, I know the president promised that his health care law would guarantee affordable health insurance for every American. The truth is, the president lied to you.
No.
Yep. According to the CBO, his health care law will leave 27 million of you uninsured after its fully implementation is done. Worse yet, according to the CBO, his health insurance law will place 16 to 17 million of you on government welfare program known as Medicaid. It is important to understand that Medicaid is nothing like private health insurance. Medicaid does not pay medical providers on time, and when it does, often many months later, it pays a small fraction of what the private health care pays. Oh, yeah, this is going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Even if you can get in to see the doctor because of Medicaid. You know, the doctors are going to be so overloaded.
Assuming the doctors keep
practicing,
because I'll tell you, these guys are great at pitting everybody against each other. The Democrats against the Republicans, the doctors against the patients, the whites against the blacks, the gays against the straights. Oh, but who's really doing it all? Because if, like, we all realized that the guys up in the top were all working together, and government just keeps getting more and more bigger, and we're getting poorer and poorer and poorer, they might be the problem, not the rest of us.
Right.
Okay. Or part of it.
Well, like I say, you know, even now, right now, it's hard, depending on what you're going to the doctor for, if you need a specialist or anything. You're looking at, you know, 3-4 months down the road before you can actually get in for appointments. So imagine.
Let's take this last vote with Gary Catt. And so what have the politicians done by promising the unions everything? You got a bunch of union guys out there that are trying to feed their families, do the best thing they can for them. You know, they're just doing what they can, and they're trying to get what they can. And then the politicians promise them way so much that they promise them more than the market can pay. The market
can
handle. The market starts going under. They're still promising. So now what are they doing? What is the end result of that? The politicians, in essence, have pitted the unions against, or the union labor against, the private businesses.
Right.
Now, who's the real problem there? Maybe all the above. Maybe for the businesses for not getting involved sooner. Falling asleep, not getting involved, not doing something about it, and for the laborers for thinking that they can just get more and more and more and more, and there's no end to it, and they're not giving anything up. for the unions for negotiating contracts that can't be
fulfilled,
and for the politicians for promising everybody everything so they can keep in power.
Which they weren't planning on giving them it in the first place. The politicians aren't planning on really giving you what they promised you. So
they don't care.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they do. Maybe there's a few guys in there that care.
I'm sure there's a few out there that do really care.
There's a few that come to mind. I mean, I'm sure Nancy Pelosi really cares.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Reed really cares. How about Charlie Rangel? I bet he cares. He cares a lot, especially about his Dominican Republican rental property. So going back to what we were talking about, Obamacare, the next one is black liquor tax. I'm not sure what a black liquor tax
is. Oh, boy.
Sounds racist.
A lot of things came to mind there, but black liquor
tax. Why is it not a white liquor tax? I don't know.
Because that would be racist.
I don't know why it's called black. So this is a tax hike of 23.6 billion dollars. This is an increase on the type of biofuel. Okay, this is the Bill Reconciliation Act, page 105, just in case you want to know. And if you wanted to look up the codified substance doctrine, that's from the page 108 to 113. Excuse me, moving on to number 4. You want what's behind the door or the curtain?
I'm thinking the door.
Okay, let's take the door. A tax on innovative drug companies. $23 billion annual tax on the industry imposed relative to shares of sales made that year. This is out of the tax, the Affordable Care Act, and that's page 1971, 1971 to 1980. Okay? Well, oh, yeah.
So if you want to be innovative, it'll cost you?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll promote... That'll promote innovation. Yeah, let's just charge them. Yeah, that's it. They'll start coming up with all kinds of good stuff if we just keep charging them. Yeah, that's it.
Just
pay
your money and shut up.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Just shut up and pay. Okay, so this is like Law by the Goon Squad. Yo, you know, like you're just going to pay what? Yeah, I went out of brain scan. I don't find nothing. Okay, so back here. Okay. The Blue Cross Blue Shield tax hike. This is $0.4 billion. A special tax deduction in current law for the Blue Cross Blue Shield companies would only be allowed if 85% or more of the premium revenues are spent on clinical services. That's page 2004 of the Affordable Care Act. Which, anytime they say anything's affordable, you can just about guess that...
You better think the opposite.
You can bet it's
going to
be the exact opposite. So this shouldn't be the Affordable Care Act. This should be the Unaffordable Care Act. So it should be the PPUCA Act.
Going there.
Yeah, run with that one. Okay, so, number 6. This is already all effective immediately, by the way. This hasn't even...
we had to pass it so we could find out what was in it.
Well, this has already started. I'm giving you guys the stuff that's already here.
Oh.
That's 2000. That was when it took effect immediately. I'm going to go to 2011 and then 2012, and then we'll get to 2013.
Hey, boy.
So this is really saving us a lot of money. Okay.
Yes.
I guess we got to go to a break.
Oh, what do we? All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
We are speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Got a ukulele or got nothing here going on.
Thank goodness.
I like that.
That's Israel Kamako Wiwole.
Yeah, there you have it.
Who passed away not too long after he got a hit with that.
Can you
sadly.
Say that, can you say that five times fast, Bob?
I can't say it without seeing it on the screen in front of me.
I can't even say it fast once.
huge star from Hawaii.
Yeah. He's a good guy. Yeah. So we're back to Blue Cross tax, special tax. Then we got the indoor tax on indoor tanning services, $22.7 billion, and that started July 1st of 2010. A new 10% excise tax on Americans using indoor tanning salons. Those evil tanners.
Yep. They're terrible.
That's page 2397 through page 2399 of the unaffordable taxpayer, the PVUCA. So taxes that took effect in 2011, a medicine cabinet tax. Americans no longer able to use health savings account, flexible spending account, or health reimbursement pre-tax dollars to purchase non-prescription over-the-counter medicines except insulin. So you can't use that so they're always the chip.
Yep.
You know, some people carve out a living, other people just chisel. These guys are chiselers. All right.
More ways than one.
In more ways than one. All right. Taxes that took effect. Okay, we got that. This is taxes that took effect in 2012. Now, you don't think that all of this was just coincidental that some of the bigger taxes start coming in 2013 after the November election?
No, that's just happened.
Not planned at all.
Yeah,
it's just
no.
coincidence.
It just rolled out that way, you know?
Bush's fault.
It's just a coinkydink.
In 2016, he'll still be saying it's Bush's fault.
Well, yeah.
Okay, taxes that took effect in 2012. Okay, employer reporting of insurance on W-2 forms. Preamble to taxing health benefits on individual tax returns. This is page 1957 of the Unaffordable Health Care Act.
Yes.
Yeah, Taxes that take effect in 2013. Okay, let's see. Have we got enough time? We don't really have enough time. We're running out of time. I can't do them all. We might have to.
Can't do them all in 5 minutes.
I can't do them
all.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's like 13, and then we have,
wow.
We've got the 14, and then taxes all the way, then there's some that take effect in 2018. Hmm. So maybe we'll save those for next week.
Well, how many do we got coming, roughly? You know, 13,
okay.
14, you know.
No, all together. See, we're at 10 right now. And that would mean we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10 more. 10 more.
Oh, is that all?
That's it.
Over three different times.
I'm thinking, let's see, aggregately. Let's see, the first one in 2013 is $123 billion. And then the one after that is a hike in payroll tax, $86 billion. And then another one, $20 billion on devices.
Well, it should be fine because they can just keep printing money now, right? There's no limit on the amount of money they can print. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, let's just keep printing money, and then we'll wonder why when we go to the grocery store why a loaf of bread costs $50.
Right.
Hmm. That's okay. It's free.
Sure it is. Okay.
Yeah. It's all free.
Well, you don't have to worry about it if you don't have any stored up, you know.
Don't worry. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it 2 whole days.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, hey, by the way, could you pass the bong, please? Yeah. Where's my car? Okay, so.
All right.
I gotta go out to my surfer, dude. You know, like, we get it, like, find the car, you know? Yeah, sure. So.
All right, well, with that, I'm going to go ahead and announce the Serviceman's Feast.
Why don't
again.
You do that again?
Yes, and dinner for our military, police, and firemen and their families. It's going to be happening today from 3 to 7 at 1605 Yuba Street. So come down and fill your belly up with good turkey and ham and all the trimmings to go with that. And Santa will be there with his helpers.
Be there or be square. Show up and be round.
Well, some people don't have to worry about that, but
yeah,
okay.
I'm in shape. Yeah. Round's in shape.
And again, we want to say thanks to Charter Communication for helping out with the communication from the loved ones overseas.
Good.
And their families.
All right. So next week we'll go over the last part of the American Tax Reform Act, or for the Unaffordable Care Act. And then also I want you guys to be looking at the RioNorteLine.com. And that's a good website for information. There's the American Thinker. That's AmericanThinker.com. The NoisyRoom.net is a good place, and IOwnTheWorld.com. Those are some new places for you guys to go look. Also, I wanted to start Franklin's Virtues, finally.
All right.
Been looking at these for 6 months.
Okay,
the first
let's
virtue
get started.
That we'll start with is temperance. And this is very appropriate considering the time of year it is. Eat not to dullness, drink not to elevation. In other words, don't eat so much that you're a pig, and don't drink so much that you're a drunk. Balance and temperance. The next one we'll go over next week.
All righty, okay. Then.
So, you know, everything's got to be balanced out there. Don't get carried away on anything. And let's see what else have we got.
Well, just everybody start getting out there and getting plugged in. I know we say that all the time, but this is the time, folks. Get involved. Get out there. We are making a difference. It's starting to show up locally.
That's right. You got to get out there, and you got to do something to make something happen.
That's right.
So we want to thank our sponsor, North State Consultants, and please feel free to get hold of them at 221-0101. They specialize in all things taxes. They're good tax guys. Put it that way.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Yep. And if you want to sponsor us, please give us a call at that number at 530-221-0101.
We have met the enemy and they is us. Okay, so let's see. We the People is tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And they're having some good stuff on tomorrow.
Yeah, they are.
It's all about the border security and what was it?
Arizona Border Wars.
Yeah.
We've got a security expert and an Arizona State Senator on the program.
There you go. They got a senator.
And how it all ties into Agenda 21.
They got a senator? Hey, we can't let that stand. We got to get a senator.
Oh, I think we can do that.
That's right.
And, yeah.
Since you're in surfer mode today, I found the perfect song to take us out with for this show.
It's like you. So like we can get out and catch a wave, you know?
There you go. White House.
All right. I guess we'll be back next week. Don't forget, government is not reason. It is force. And force like fire is not eloquence either. But force like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And we'll see y'all next week. Stay dry and don't forget about the servicemen's feast.
You weren't born something, and then you don't die.
Don't die a copy.
Happy surfing on the Sacramento River.
Shawang.
Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel are next here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A player for the Kansas City Chiefs and his girlfriend are dead. Police say he shot himself in the head in a parking lot near Arrowhead Stadium after shooting her at a home. Police responded there.
When we arrived, a lady came out and said that her daughter had been shot by her boyfriend several times inside the residence. We went in the residence. She was taken to a local hospital where she died a short time later.
Kansas City Police Officer Darren Snapp, the player identified officially so far only as having been 25 years old. A bus hits an overpass at the airport in Miami. At least two people are dead, three in critical condition, with 27 hurt to some degree.
Apparently this bus driver either did not know the clearance of his vehicle or, for whatever reason, he tried to enter the airport and made contact with the roof of the lower drive area.
Airport spokesman Greg Chin says the driver didn't intend to enter the airport. He's being interviewed. That overhang, just 8'6" tall. The bus, one of those hired for charters and tours where the driver sits down low,